Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst at the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Abraham Drost, the CEO for Sandspring Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is SSP. Thanks for joining us today there, Abraham.
Hi, Juan.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of Sandspring for some of our listeners here who are new to your story.
Well, Sandspring Resources Limited is a relatively new public company. It started trading November 30th, 2009. But it represents 10 years of operating experience in Guyana, South America, where it's developing a very large gold deposit of currently about 6 million ounces plus copper.
Certainly. And so bring us up to speed on some of the drill results from Toroparu.
Well, you know, we started out with an overall resource when we went public in late 2009 of about 2.4 million ounces. We've increased the resource twice during that time, once in June of 2009, once again in September 2009. And, I mean, you know, there's various drill results, but typically you've got a deposit averaging about a gram gold and a significant copper. You know, a large, what I would describe as a large bulk tonnage situation that is very favorably regarded by senior mining companies as a straight sort of bulk mining proposition. But you're looking at a deposit right now of about 6 million ounces.
Well, certainly. And so you also had some earlier results from this year, which were last month from the some of the other strike zones.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we defined the current 43-101 resource footprint. It's a body about 1,500 meters long, about 200 meters wide, and about 400 meters deep in an optimized open pit shell, single pit road accessible. I mean, we've had intercepts anywhere from sort of 200 meters at one and a half grams gold to, or recently, sort of 150 meters at a gram. I mean, these are the kinds of widths we're talking about. They're very substantial, sort of bulk mineable type widths. So we're continuing. We have a team in place to take the deposit through feasibility. You know, the government of Guyana has recognized that being an established producer, we do have a 3,000 ton a day mining license in Guyana, which was based on alluvial surface mining. And as a result of the discovery of the primary bedrock deposit underneath, the government has said that, you know, we recognize that they are an established company, that as a result of exploration success, they are going to be expanding their operations. So effectively, they have grandfathered our space, and, you know, we're moving ahead through just to demonstrate essentially environmental sustainability and also financial viability through a feasibility process.
Well, certainly, and so we spoke a little bit. We had our last interview was at the PDAC conference in Toronto, and so we did discuss some of the trends right now in your sector. For some of our listeners who didn't get a chance to see that video, can you talk a little bit about some of the trends in the sector and how well positioned you believe SSP is to capitalize on them?
Well, obviously the sector is bullish. You know, it's a hard asset sector. I mean, gold certainly has been a decent performer, but other hard assets, of course, have as well. Copper being a good example. Copper's actually outperformed gold over the past year. But, you know, be that as it may, gold still has that historical luster to it. It's still gold. And the beauty of gold, of course, is that, you know, it's relatively small volume of material for a very high value. So when you've got a gold deposit, you know, you've got something that has very concentrated wealth. We've developed a deposit here that has about 6 million ounces. And as this, you know, the trend obviously within the sector is, you know, I mean, everybody's been doing well, really. And so, you know, there's two aspects that carry price on a per share basis, and one is the actual price of the commodity, and indeed gold's up, you know, significantly over the past year. But I think in the case of Sandspring, you're not only seeing, you know, you're not only seeing a share price being buoyed by a basic commodity price, but you're also seeing real organic growth. I mean, as I said, we actually increased the resource at Toroparu twice during the past year. We saw a growth of over 100% on the gold resource base indicated and inferred over the past year. And we're moving to take that resource now through drilling to measured and indicated and feasibility ready status.
Certainly. And so what else would you say makes what else would you say makes the company unique from some of the players in the sector? And you could finish the last part.
Yeah. Well, what makes the company unique, I think, Juan, is that, it's still relatively new. So the market, I think, is really starting to embrace the company now. We have a market capitalization of over $300 million. And if you do the straight math on sort of indicated and inferred gold ounces, that's about $50 an ounce in the ground. I will point out that, we're expecting to put out a cash flow model and preliminary mine plan in the first quarter of 2011. We expect that'll be another step in the de-risking process as we move forward on the expansion. The peer average in our space right now is $100 an ounce. $100 an ounce market capitalization, and we expect to attain the peer average in 2011. And from here, that's a double of our current share price, which is about $330.
Right, certainly. And so I should make the correction. You are actually the president of Sand Spring, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience. Talk a little bit about the management team in which you just recently appointed a new chief financial officer as well.
Yes, I'm a geoscientist by background and training. I've been involved with various public companies through the medium term past. I used to run a company called Sabina Gold and Silver Corporation, also a great market performer of late. I was brought in by the group that founded the private company, who wanted to go public and really needed someone with capital markets experience. That's where I came in, joined the team, found a good fit and a real good sharing of duties with my CEO, Rich Munson. Now, Rich is a very strong CEO, resource lawyer by training, member of the bar in Colorado, California, Montana, tax specialist. He's been in Guyana for 10 years. He spends 5 to 10 days a month there managing our affairs, sort of maintaining relationships, advancing the permitting process towards large-scale production. There's no one better than Rich Munson to lead this process for any company. And there's a real nice clear division of duties there. Rich, the consummate solicitor, myself, the consummate scientist, and also with the capital markets experience. John Adams, our chairman, the founder of Private Co., now the chairman of Sandspring. Uranium mining background, he was John's company, Energy Fuels Nuclear, was the largest uranium producer in the United States in the 1980s. And a couple of our directors, Jerry Brandy, Brad Doors of Cameco and Barrick, respectively, got their career starts with John and went on to fame and fortune in the Canadian mining sector. So we have a junior company here that is unique in the space by virtue of the quality of talent that it has in place.
Well, yeah, certainly sounds like a well-rounded team. And perhaps you could tell us some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year.
Well, over the course of the next year, we hope to basically have the feasibility process well underway. And feasibility is basically required ultimately to demonstrate full financial viability. We'll have a pro forma cash flow model and mine footprint out here in the first quarter. But we do have to go through feasibility in the event of debt financing and so forth, and indeed really to satisfy ultimate permitting processes in Guyana. So we have a team in place that can take this through feasibility. Ultimately, I mean, the history of the Canadian mining sector is the juniors find them and the seniors mine them. With our background as a junior company, we have the what it takes to make the transition. But at the same time, we are courting interest from various senior mining companies through confidentiality agreements as well. So we'll just see how it plays out.
Well, good. And in terms of investors in the financial community, Abraham, do you believe that the SandSpring story, your message, and ultimately the company's upside are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Well, I think that the story is completely understood by our shareholders, and I think by virtue of being a relatively new company, I think the market as a whole is slowly on getting its head around this story. I mean, this is a company that's here to stay, and growing. Company that's almost tripled its resource base over the past year, and the deposit is still open in all directions. So I expect by the time we head into feasibility, you'll see another resource update, and you see some very good value added for our shareholders.
Certainly. And so once again, joining us today is Abraham Drost, president for SandSpring Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is SSP. Currently trading at $3.30 a share. And we were just discussing the update from some of the drill results at Toroparu. And before we conclude, Abraham, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider SandSpring as a good long-term investment opportunity?
One, SandSpring is a true value story. There's 6 million ounces in the ground, indicated and inferred. We are currently drilling. The one part I haven't mentioned, we raised $50 million in October. We're well financed to take this project through feasibility. There is no financing risk in the company at this time. We can fulfill our mandate with cash on hand. So you combine that with a moderate valuation currently of $50 an ounce in the ground and a peer average in the space of 100. Many are valued at much higher levels, but we'll take the peer average for now. The peer average for us right now means a double in 2011.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on the upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and update our investors on SandSpring. It's always good to have you on.
Thanks for the opportunity, Juan.